is the Spectrum Podcast, motherfuckers.
This is the Spectrum Podcast.
Hi.
My name is
what?
My name is
what?
My name is
name Sadie.
It's young for the beginners.
I'm gonna give you some banana. Baby, if you call me Donna.
Women can just be friends. Like a guy and a girl that are single can just be friends.
Yes, yes, I do. Because I have guys that are just my friends, like you.
Wow!
I felt that in my soul!
You're now locked into the number one podcast on Spotify. Yes, for good reason. Another one.
This is the Spectrum Podcast.
What up, Spotify?
Welcome to the Spectrum Podcast. I'm Nani.
I'm Nana.
And together we are
the Nano.
Yes. We're back.
Back
like we never left. It's a bonus EP, guys. You know how we're coming.
Okay, guys.
Hi, guys. How have you been? How's your week going?
Nobody cares, but I do.
Oh, okay, cool. I was asking the fans, but anyway. Hi, guys. How you guys doing? Okay. Naomi again doesn't really care.
I mean, you don't need to stop saying that.
I actually care.
Just because I don't ask doesn't mean I don't care. It just means like I got other things I'm thinking of.
Yeah. You sound like that girlfriend that will say just because I don't call you often doesn't mean I don't love you.
Yeah, true. Because yeah. I mean, I might be thinking of you, but sometimes some things get in the way. But it doesn't mean I don't love you.
That's crazy. What else would be in your way that you don't call the person you claim to love?
I mean, things, we are human beings.
Now, how do you communicate? That's
you like can the like bedrock. You can send me a message and I'm going to reply when I have the time to.
So your relationship is on your own terms?
I mean,
there's no compromise.
No, there's compromise, you know. Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, first off,
I'm single, so I don't even know why he's asking me all these questions. It's not as if I'm in a relationship, so don't ask me. Okay, I'm just waiting for my baby.
Okay. Yeah, about that. Like, someone is trying to get your attention. Can you give people advice, Naomi? Someone is trying to get attention. She complains on this podcast all the time that she's single. She's not.
I don't complain. It's just a statement.
Okay, to me, I'm single. I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't have my life.
I never said that shit, man.
Like,
I just said
I'm gonna have babies. Like,
what?
There's a lot of things that you always
this
like
lies
about,
a lot.
Right?
So this nigga lies a lot, man.
It's like,
let me tell you something.
Complain about all this stuff, and there's someone
trying
to get your attention.
I'm like, just saying,
no,
she
I don't
like,
want to. What's wrong with this guy now?
There's tell nothing the wrong with him.
Tell
I
the just, there's a new guy in town. What's wrong with this guy?
A new guy in town. No, there's nothing wrong with him. I just feel like my life is in shambles. Right?
Your life is not in shambles. Shut up.
I'm trying to like, you don't know my what they call it, my sense of reasoning. Like, see what I'm telling you. Right,
okay.
I have this thing that I've reasoned already where I want my life to be right now,
mm-hmm.
right? And that does not include anybody like pesting, like disturbing me. Right? I don't have time for that right now.
That's very, very,
it's
like,
just what it is.
What they call it, contradictory. Because if you say,
yeah, maybe it's not the person I want, then have you thought of
what's,
it?
Well, I asked you, what's the problem with this person?
I don't have any problem, I don't just want, I
He's
don't
tall.
Just want.
Is he tall? Is he taller than you?
Yes, no.
Does he have money that can take care of himself at least?
I think so. I don't know.
Okay. At least those are usually your worries. They're out of the way. Do you guys communicate well? Do you guys talk
yes.
well?
Yes.
Okay, so that's out of the way. Do you guys have chemistry?
Okay, I don't know. Maybe.
Do you like talking to him?
Sometimes.
And there's chemistry, there's something.
Yeah,
there.
But it's not.
Maybe there's scam. Maybe the mystery has not started, but there's scam.
But see, I'm not just ready. I'm not interested. I'm sorry.
Have you told him that?
No.
But has he made his intentions known?
No. So.
Has he pointed in that direction?
No. So.
So you guys are just vibing.
We're just vibing, right now.
Have you guys
and
seen
I'm
each
good
other?
With that. No. I'm good with vibing, yeah. But when it comes past vibing, no, I'm just okay. I don't want to go into it.
Has he said okay, let's hang out? Has he said anything like that?
No, yet. Because I've not spoken to him in a while.
What is a while?
Hey, Dr. Daniel.
What's a while?
Maybe like, I don't know, maybe like last week, I don't know. See, yeah, like my mind is not settled. Like, I have a lot of shit I'm doing right now. I don't have to add emotional problem to my problem, right? So that's that.
You know the funny thing, right?
You know what? Let's just go into the video for today because I'm done with talking about this.
You know what? This is the same
thing.
This
is for me. Because this was not a relationship. I'm not going to buy you a watch.
No. It's not even that. I'll do. You know me. I'll do this regardless.
What is it? Yeah. What is it?
When.
Why are you even airing this shit on the podcast?
This is what we
do. It doesn't even matter, sir.
This is what we do, okay?
You know what? No problem. I will just say, I will not tell you anything again.
The fact is...
Just no.
Wow. Okay.
So that you... Hey, but so what you want to say?
So the funny thing is, right? When I wasn't, you know, dating or whatever, you were the one always pushing me.
I wasn't pushing you, Daniel.
You were.
I wasn't, because you're the one that will come and be asking me advice.
Should we roll back the years?
Roll it back.
Should we roll back the years?
Roll it.
All the talk conversations we had.
You have not had any tough conversation. What I'm telling you is this. You were asking me of a certain someone and I said, go ahead.
So, no, I mean, that's what conversations we had. We had several conversations
and I told you.
Oh, wow. All right, cool. It's all good. We're going to move on to the episode
Thank
for this
week.
Thank you
for getting out of my business.
Yeah, getting out of your hair.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, hi, guys. First off, we didn't ask you... I didn't ask Naomi how her week went.
You don't need to, because I don't know what is going on in the week right now.
Fine, but
I'm busy.
My week is fine. My week is going well.
Oh, yeah. How was your week?
My week so far is okay. No further questions, y'all. Anyway, so what are we doing today, Naomi?
Okay, so I'm doing a video on Biobo, a comedian, you know, and he's saying the topic is motherhood isn't the hardest job. I mean, when he said that, she was like, triggered a bit.
Triggered, yeah.
So let's see the funny take on this, if it's going to be funny.
It's yeah. Bilbo. Come on.
Okay.
All right.
How are you? Fantastic. The other day I got into an argument with my girlfriend, right? She likes watching the Oprah Winfrey show, and I love to watch her watch the Oprah show. And then I wait for Oprah to say something that I don't agree with, and then I take it out on my girlfriend because I'm an asshole. So, Oprah brings out this guest, she gives her this huge intro. She's been on this, she's been on that, and she does the most difficult job on the planet. She's a mother. So immediately I look at my girlfriend, I'm like, really? Being a mom is the most difficult job on the planet? How many mothers died on Ice Road Truckers last season? Any moms get washed overboard on Deadliest Catch?
Ah!
True.
I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but what would you rather have as a job? You want to scoop scallops off the bottom of the ocean, catching that lobster trap to the back of your head? Or do you want to hang in the sunshine with a couple of rugrats? You'd send them to bed anytime you want and some trumped up charges because you want to have a drink and watch The Price is Right? I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it is the most difficult job. I mean, I thought roofing in the middle of July is a redhead, you know? I thought that was a difficult job. I really did. I thought it was difficult. But evidently...
He has a point. He has a point.
I don't think I have the strength for this conversation on...
Is motherhood the hardest job in the world compared to when you have people who are firefighters and like builders and
maybe,
we talked about truck drivers having carried a truckload of... Okay.
Mm.
Is it the hardest job in the world?
It's subjective. It's subjective.
I give it context.
There's no context to it. Motherhood is the hardest job. Not in the world. I'm not saying it's the hardest. It's a hard job to do, actually.
Oh, it's a hard job, not the hardest.
No, I'm not saying it's the hardest job.
So, B-Boy is right.
No, but I feel like it's being disrespectful, but it's not even funny to me, but let's move on. Please, it's not funny. He's a comedian.
That's
and it's funny.
People, that's what people say when they don't agree with something. Oh, it's not funny. All
no, right, it's cool. Not funny because I didn't laugh. I would have laughed even though.
I did.
Yeah, of course you laugh because you laugh at things that are not meant to be laughed at. But okay. I mean, it just shows your reasoning. So I don't really want to delve into that shit.
See, sometimes you guys. I'll start giving takes on this episode.
It's not about nobody saying your like, takes is not C.
My takes is like my takes are always like
your takes are controversial takes, right? There's nothing you say that is not controversial, and there's nothing you say that people that is like true. Like everybody not true. Like everybody believes that it's true. It's always. Somebody's always going to try and say, what is wrong with Daniel? Every time. Why? Why can't you just be normal? I'm just angry. Must you go to controversial way? That's what I have to say.
Because I'll stop giving takes. I'll stop giving takes on this podcast.
This boy, like.
I'll stop giving takes. I feel like people, like. I don't know. You guys just make me feel like I'm a villain all the time, and it's not
nice.
But
you are. It's not as if it's not nice. It's just what you do and what you are.
It's not like my takes are unpopular. It's just that nobody is going to say them. Like, just because I say
it's
it.
It's not about mean... it. Okay, but even. Relating to this video now. Motherhood isn't the hardest job.
It's not.
It's not actually. Nobody is saying so it's the hardest job right. in the world. But it is a hard job. But he's making since he's making fun of the situation.
You want to compare being a mother to being a firefighter?
No, I'm not comparing that.
Or being a police or being a security guard.
That's what I said. I'm not disputing the facts of what he said. I'm saying like he's making it in a funny way, but it's not funny to me. As I'm
that's why I say give it context. But he's not speaking about motherhood in the context of oh maybe she's a single mother, she doesn't have a lot, blah blah blah, life is tough, maybe she's trying to get a maybe she's about to be chased out of the house by a landlord. This kid cannot go to school, she cannot afford food. Yeah, that's a different context. But that's not most people.
Okay.
Like most mothers are in a setting where it's like, okay, maybe the husband is working, okay, so money is coming in. Mm. Or if she's a corporate lady, she's probably has been given at least 6 months maternity leave, right? So it's like they're still paying her regardless. But only the only thing she has to do is take care of the kid, and most times is
whether so taking care of children
hold
is
on now
is,
whether
easy is
whether having whether in Africa or in the Western world most times you always have your mother-in-laws
nobody's
or your
asking
mother
you about that
house.
One they're not around motherhood
so people
nobody's
are gonna have
you.
Help
they're putting context to where there is
that's how I'm giving you context. I gave you two contexts now of being a mother.
Let's can we watch the video
is it the hardest job in the world at that time? It's like
why is it that when they leave the fathers to sit down in the house with the children, it's now hard?
It's just because we are not wired.
Please, let us hear what
you guys are.
I beg, let me hear what this. See, everything I've said is red flags, right? Because they are not wired.
Red flags again.
Oh, but there are single fathers out there that do this shit on the daily.
No, I'm not saying men cannot take care of children.
So why are you saying because they are
it's
wired?
It's fatherhood the hardest job in the world. Okay, let's switch it. It's fatherhood the hardest job in the world.
Who knows? You tell me. Are you a father?
Well, I'm not a father, but I
see
father.
So I'm not going to. I'm
you
not
speak,
going to.
You speak on it.
What? Why would I speak?
Yeah, I spoke on motherhood. I spoke on mother. You speak on father.
You spoke on motherhood because but you don't have any like
you have sense.
Any.
It's fine.
Not because
no,
you have
fine.
Sense, but because you don't. You speak on things that you have not experienced before.
Bro, if all of us want to speak on things
we've
experienced, we will not talk.
Your own. No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying you should not say it. I'm saying your experience is like. Oh, what you are seeing from? Yes, you know, it's not that.
No, it's based on what
the
boss said.
It's not that hard because oh,
I don't think it's the hardest job in the world.
Nobody saying it's the hardest job in the world.
I never thought about it like that. Shout out to people.
Nobody saying it's the hardest job.
But that's what I was even trying to give context to the mother.
And the way Oprah would say, his mother is just part of she's a host, like
yeah.
It's not as if you're not supposed to take that in personal.
It's fatherhood the hardest job in the world.
Fatherhood is not the hardest job in the world. And so the motherhood too is not the hardest job in the world. So that's not
so why are you fighting me on this and making
no,
me feel like
no,
I was crazy?
That's no.
Parenthood
you
is not
listen,
the hardest
you're
job
not listening,
in the world.
You're not listening to what I'm saying. I didn't say what Bilbao said is wrong.
But what I said?
I said that you saying, oh, you're giving context now and say, oh, there will be mother-in-law that will help. There will be help that will help. Nobody's talking about that one. That's like, that's not what it is. If motherhood is not hard, right? That's what I'm saying. It's motherhood is not hard. The matter is that when you put the fathers to take care, the mother will just go on vacation one time. Father, oh yeah, take care of these children, your own children. Is hard. Why is it hard?
No, I'm not saying it's not hard, though.
I mean, I'm not saying the boy is wrong for him. I'm just saying he's making fun of something I'm not.
But do you
I'm
agree that some funny. Do you agree that some women that some women make that some women make the job look like
it's too much actually.
I don't even lie. It's too much. The job is too much. No, I take that back. It's too much. That job I can't. I think from the birth process even not even birth from the what do you call it preconception process like carrying the baby or
as soon as you have a child as soon as a mother gives birth to the child.
Yes.
She has already started.
That's why she goes pregnant. She doesn't tell mama.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not. No, I'm saying it's tough. If you see from that point of her getting pregnant till when she gives birth,
it's tough.
If
it's tough.
A guy goes through that same thing, I'm sure he would have died by now. Most of the things that you guys do is because you people have not experienced anything, and it's fine.
If science said male were going to give birth to children, male would have given birth to children anyway.
Uh-huh, so, but now that's what I say, if you cannot be.
It's not like you gave the job to men. And men say no, give it to women. Mm-mm. It's just science that it just happens that women are the ones.
But if that's what I'm saying, that you cannot put yourself in their shoes.
I didn't put myself.
So you say sometimes you're not empathizing what you're saying. You're not empathizing.
How
so are you empathizing?
I gave context.
You say, the reason why men do this is because women are wired to do this.
No, I said men. We're not wired like that. And so, when I say that thing, I'm not being tacky. It's just.
Okay. That's your opinion. I don't have strength. Let's continue with Bilbo and see if what he says is actually funny. Because I wasn't laughing. But you laughed because it's funny to you. Because
you're
insensitive to women's plights.
Please continue. I'll stop giving takes on this podcast.
You cannot stop it. Even no matter what, see, you always want to say it.
I always think I don't know if anybody even cares. Nobody cares actually. Anyway, go on.
No, keep going. I think you have a following of toxic ass men.
I just say some shit that is not popular. Like you hear these things all the time. But like maybe it doesn't get to women's ears.
Yeah,
like, women don't want to hear it. But it's just,
You go and meet somebody, then you say, can you say this to somebody, your mother? And say, mother is in the area. Can you go and meet someone, even your mother?
My mom.
Can you say, mother is in the area?
I can actually say it, not direct, but I can.
No, say it direct.
I can put it in a question and be like, are you sure this job is harder than
me? Because sometimes women, they carry more than what they are not meant to carry. Safe. So you can't go and tell your mother and say, mother.
No, it's a tough job. Nobody's arguing that.
It's a tough job. You can say that put it against
somebody who is carrying pompon on the street. It's like, it's not really. Or like somebody who is carrying blocks all the time.
Evidently, these mothers, they're bending over at the waist, putting DVDs into DVD players. Going to war, pinned down by a sniper. What a joke! You ever burp a baby and forget to put that towel up there? There's another shirt you gotta wash. I'll lift with your knees and put it in that machine that does it for you. Dude, any job you can do in your pajamas is not difficult. It isn't.
Ah! This guy.
Get out of hell with these mothers. Watching cartoons, taking naps. Look, I'm messing around, but you know, come on. I know it's a difficult job, but the most difficult job on the whole planet. Remember when Saddam let the oil fields on fire and those poor bastards had to go put them out? 4,000 degrees, walking in with your little asbestos shield, just walking into flames. You want to do that or watch Bob the Builder again? I mean, be honest with yourself.
That was funny. He said it himself. I know it's a difficult job, but it's not the most difficult job in the world. It's not.
Is that not what you said from the beginning?
That's what I'm saying, bro. But I mean, I'm the one who is toxic.
You know, you're toxic, really.
Yeah, whatever. But yeah, shout out to you. I mean, to compare, when Saddam Hussein blew up the... and people had to go and put that fire out. Like, think about how tough that job is, really. Like, come on.
Okay.
So or if you're a builder, like you build houses, like that's a difficult job, man. Yeah, you sun all day, working three jobs.
Okay.
Come on.
You guys.
And then compared to you, you're sitting at home watching Love and Hip Hop. That's all you have to
God
do.
God forbid,
like,
that I will be married, Daniel. God forbid that will marry me. God forbid. Ha! Jesus. God forbid, though.
Ah, the women are going to go to hate me on this one. Mm. For sure, for sure. But
God,
I really,
I can't even stand you as I told you. I can't. I'm sorry, but
it's the truth now.
Don't
like,
worry about it, man.
Yeah, watching Love and Hip Hop, and you have to wait, okay. You just time, you put a timer, okay, you wake up by 12, you give him food.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go back to whatever you're doing.
Okay.
And chill. See, mm-hmm. he wakes up again. Mm-hmm. It's hard, it's boring, it's stressful. You may probably not be able to sleep at night sometimes, but, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck to your wife.
Compared to...
Yeah, sure. Compared to fire...
people who are working in like... You know, pretty tough. We know tough jobs now.
Mm.
Guards, people who go to war. Like, that's a hard job. I have huge respect for people who go to war, like those people in the service, like service industry, like law enforcement, like police. Even like stand on the road, make arrests. I have a friend in police in the like in the police where like he tells me every time that he's always scared when they tell him to like go to areas that are like. Notably mm. dangerous areas.
Mm-hmm.
He's always scared because it's like he's not sure he's going to come back. That's mm-hmm. a real fear.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like he knows what happens to a lot of police.
But those
officers.
Are jobs. Those are actual jobs.
Those
what
are hard jobs.
A job, safe. It's not even a job. Just a part
me,
of your life.
Me. This is the best thing you've said since I've known you. I
so
swear.
Why do you so?
So it's not even a job. Thank
point,
you. So I've not been. I've not been. I'm not crazy.
No, I'm nobody saying. Yeah, the fact that people are putting like. Motherhood, like an occupation.
No, it's been no. I know why he says. You know the women that say motherhood is a full-time job. You've heard that before.
Yes, I've
exactly.
Heard that
so that's where it comes from.
So that's why I put motherhood in relation to what people are that doing, like
please,
fire.
I want you to speak on
service.
Motherhood not even being a job. Please speak on it.
It's not a job because it's a part of life. You got pregnant and now you have to take care of this child. It's not. I don't think it's a job. And people that say it's a full-time job, it can be. But not a full time. When they say, I feel like when they say it's even a full time job, it's not. They're not saying it in respect to oh, it's a job or it's something that they are saying like this is my life now and this is what I have to do. I don't have time to actually go out and get a job and still at the same time take care of my children.
Oh,
so that's,
wow.
Oh, well,
so you have this take.
Yeah,
you know this thing you said. Mm-hmm. If I said it,
no. See, that
will come for my ass and say,
let me tell you something. Motherhood is not a job.
If I say motherhood,
so you saying,
imagine if
you
I said
saying
this.
It's not a job now because you saying that's what I'm
women,
saying. You cannot compare
attack her.
You cannot compare motherhood. That's because people are comparing motherhood, right? And comparing like jobs that people actually go out to go out. Like how can you compare fire what is called 911 people to motherhood? It does not make sense because so when you put both of them in the same. In the same district. That's
I just told you where the
mother would always fall short.
I just told you where it comes
because,
from.
Because yes,
it's not a job, right?
So then you should not
like
because
this
it's not going to take.
I like
this
take. This is a hot take. I'll
it's
put that in snippet.
Motherhood is not a job.
Bam.
It's just
Naomi
part
said
of
it.
Life, and it's what people do.
So to you, it's like motherhood is just a phase.
It's not a phase.
No phase. No, no. It's a life. It's life.
It is life.
Yeah, just,
yes,
yeah.
You got that, pregnant, so this is
what
you have to
is,
do.
Is a continuous...
If you want to, it's continuous. So if it's something that that's what I feel like that's why they make it like oh, it's the hardest part because it's a continuous thing. Mm. You cannot quit. You cannot
clock out.
You cannot go on leave.
You don't clock out.
Yeah, you don't clock out of it. So yeah. you are not classified. You cannot be in the same classification as fire people that go and fight wars, the military.
Mm.
You actually went out. To go and sign up for the military, right?
Yeah.
You went, it's a job. Yeah. You are going to do your job.
Yeah.
But you being, is it just a part of your life that you have to do and you're not going to come out of any, like, till you die?
I mean, technically, too, she signed up when she.
Yes, but
took
it's,
up her
so it's not a job. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's not formal. It's not. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So you comparing these people and military and say, oh, motherhood. Like, mother will always fall short because it's not in that line of. Jobs that you need to do. If you want to compare two things together, compare a regular 9 to 5.
Comparison.
Yes, that's why it's not
okay.
A
that's why
comparison.
I asked you, fatherhood. Is it fatherhood should be a fair comparison considering
why
they are both lifetime jobs. You're always going to be a father.
Uh huh. Nobody say fatherhood is a
so compare is compared to let's do a fair comparison now. Mm-hmm. Compared to fatherhood, is motherhood the hardest job?
Compared to fatherhood, motherhood is harder. So take it to the bank.
Alright, cool. So that's a fair comparison. Alright.
So that's what I would say. Not that that's what I'm saying. Like the comparison is not fair. You say, oh, because somebody just said something. What he took, maybe because he wants to tell a joke, but
he took it's a dad, joke, yeah, it's a joke premise
now, yeah. So it's a premise, so
you have to make a premise,
yeah. So you there, how I'm saying job is just something you say, it's not something like, oh, you are comparing this. Have you ever even heard of this comparison before, sir?
But you've heard women say
it's a full time job. When they say it's a full time job, yes, because you are
but have you ever heard that father was a full time job? You ever hear
it
that?
It can be a full time job,
but men don't say that, though,
yes, because you guys don't see it. It's supposed to be like that, because people always have something else that people are doing.
Women always have, women have jobs and their mothers too.
Mm-hmm. But you guys, but women are the ones that actually maternal and take care of the children more than the men. Am I lying?
So when I said that at the start of the episode, you called me crazy.
What did you say?
When I said men are not wired to do that kind of thing.
No, it's not the same thing.
It's the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
Well, you said women are more maternal.
Before, are you not maternal? Are we not maternal? Is that not
what does that mean? What does that mean to be maternal?
So it means that, oh, you have to, you are wired.
Wait, what is maternal? Should we check what maternal means?
I'm just tired recently of talking about this episode.
I did. I went down to the pound. I got one of those.
You don't
free
understand.
Dogs.
This guy just because that's when I saw this title. Like, why do you have to bring this thing by this time? I don't have time to say. But the thing is this. My point is, what this guy is not even a funny. He's just a white guy. He's not funny. But okay, I can listen to what he's saying. He's not funny. In this.
Is not funny.
He's not funny to me. I'm not laughing. I've not laughed from the beginning of this episode.
That's because you are triggered. You said
no. I'm not triggered because I'm not even a mother. For Christ's sake.
You are triggered. You're a woman, so you are triggered. Let's go.
Okay. Thank God. He's
yeah, that's how I say it. I don't say I rescued a dog. I hate when people say that. It's like totally obnoxious. It's complete exaggeration. She's a rescue. Yeah, I rescued her. Really? Did you pull her out of a burning building? Did you jump in a river with your clothes still on, with no concern for your own safety? Or did you just go down to the pound and get a free dog? Isn't that what you did? Stop acting like you had to take out a couple of guards, crawling on your elbows, using hand signals. Dude, you ever go down to the pound and they're just giving them away? They don't even do a background check. You want an egg? Get out of here. Who's next? You want a poodle? Come on, you got a perm. It'll be hilarious. Actually, my girlfriend got the dog when I was on the road. I was on the road, she got the dog. Classic girlfriend move, right? That's just a 10 to 15 year commitment. Why would you include me in that decision? What would I need to know? So we're Skyping. I thought she got one of those little shit dogs, you know? Like a Yorkshire Terrier or something you could punt across the room if it got out of line, right? Something you could take your day out on. You know what I'm saying? And so we're Skyping. I go, let me see it. So she pans around, and I think I'm going to see, you know, some little chihuahua, whatever the hell those dogs are. I'm immediately staring at, like, this hellhound. This just massive dog. And it looks, I start freaking out. I'm like, is that a pit bull? Please tell me you didn't get a pit bull. She's like, it's not a pit bull. It's a mix. Wow. Mixed with what? Another pit bull? Look at that thing. It's like it's been doing pull-ups its entire life. Its front paws were still taped up, but shadow boxing. It's got a teardrop tattoo. What's a pit bull? What more do you need to see? Oh, it gets worse. Her and a friend actually didn't get it down at the pound. They found it by the Los Angeles River.
Wow.
Yeah, this thing was the real deal. She's sitting there going, it was out there for 10 days. Don't you think that's sad? No, it's scary. Because judging by its physique, it got plenty of protein over the last week and a half. It wasn't eating nuts and berries, all right? It was choking out joggers. It was twisting heads off a rat.
Oh, man, that's funny. I think when it comes to dogs, please keep me out of, like, keep me out of it. Like, why would you commit? So if my girl did that kind of thing, it's going to be a problem. I might break up with her.
Okay.
Yes, like, why would you make that kind of commitment and bring a dog to my house and then make me start taking care of the dog?
If she knows that you don't like dogs and she...
Yeah, and she did that anyway. That's a violation. It's a violation anyhow. Like, what? Why? Why would you do that to me?
Yeah. That's all I got.
You picked a dog from shit and brought the dog to the house and make me commit to the dog.
No, that's wrong. That's wrong.
That's wrong now. That's wrong.
That's wrong. But you know, some women, they get it just to, you know.
To what?
To just like, now we have a dog, so more responsibility.
Why would you do that?
That's what.
And dogs are expensive. They are more expensive to take care of, even.
Yeah. But I love dogs.
So. Yeah, you love dogs, but I don't care for them. I don't.
How is it my business? That's for you and your significant other. Like,
that's stupid word.
What if your girl likes dogs?
I'm okay.
Maybe they're not negotiable.
Yeah, Shadi actually likes dogs. Hey, that's true. That's a red flag.
Wow, it's not that you got me.
That's a red flag.
I didn't talk.
That's a red flag.
Let me anyway. Not say anything about that.
No, I'm just kidding. But like, I don't like dogs at all. Kai. I don't like dogs.
I must have plenty of dogs, so you will not come to my house.
That's your problem. Should I lock them inside cage?
Who tells you I go lock them? When the day that you are coming, I go release them.
Thank God that your dog died last year. I was so happy.
If you ever say that again.
I was so happy that dog died.
See, you are a very wicked person.
Yes.
My dog died. I told you that it pained me. You are not saying that thank God he died.
Thank God he
died. You see
the
kind of person you are.
Yes.
Thank God everybody is seeing that Daniel is not even a good person at all.
Anyway, that's the end of the video.
No, that's not the end of the video. Because Daniel, how can you tell me the dog that it didn't pay me that he died? After I told him what happened to him, and I said to him, you are glad the dog died. Let my father hear you first. He goes, no, it's
you will not hear that. Don't tell him.
He will hear, I will tell him.
Don't tell him.
No way. If you come like that, I'll just say, Daniel, do you know what Daniel said? I'm not sure what he said.
No, I'm not sure he cares about what I said anyway.
I will still tell him that way. As I go inside now, I go tell him. Everybody, let me tell you people something. About Daniel. Apart from him being all the things that he is already, that you guys know. Now you're not even, we don't like dogs. You're just doggist. The ultimate like doggist. You're an animalist. You're a bad person. And that's just the truth.
Everything I hate. It's fine.
You're just full of hate. I don't know what's wrong with you. You need to go to a therapist. That's just the truth.
I do this for a living.
It's not even funny. No wonder. So this B-boy is even your maybe it's one of your mentor. No wonder your jokes are not hitting.
No, B-boy is a legend, forget.
I mean, I did not see anything funny. Maybe this is not one of his funny videos.
Yeah. Shout out to B-boy. Short episode for you guys.
But Daniel triggered me throughout this episode.
I didn't trigger you. You know my problem, Naomi? I didn't listen to the episodes. Because if you listen to the episode, you find out that you always end up agreeing with me at the end.
But I didn't agree with you.
That's because you are just being stubborn.
I'm not being stubborn, it's just the truth.
Okay, cool. Whatever rocks your boat.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's moral of the story. Motherhood is not as difficult. I think we can agree that.
I'm not going to agree with you.
It's not the most difficult job in the world.
Okay.
You know how people say, I hope I'm able to convince you and not confuse you. You know that line? When we're kids, then we used to do debates. I did debate in school.
No, you look at someone that is doing debates because you always want to argue. You like arguments, and that's what I'm just like.
I don't like when Naomi paints me.
It's not the way he paints. The way he paints
yourself.
I'm not
like this.
It's not. Oh.
Like deep down, you know my
deep
heart.
Down. That's why it has to be deep down because
you know my heart.
And before I can know the heart, it didn't.
I just poke questions. I just poke the like.
No, you're not.
We're always poking the law. That's not the point of our podcast.
It's not.
You're poking the law with a laugh. Have you forgotten?
It's a lie. What you're not poking the law with a laugh. You are doing it intentionally.
It's not. It's we're poking the law with a laugh.
That is a controversial one. It's not about poking. It's about you. You have even poked the life out of the thing that you are trying to out of the norm.
I poked the life out of the norm.
That's just how Daniel is.
No, I don't think I don't know.
If you say so.
Sometimes I feel like people don't understand me.
I'm not sure they can.
I don't know. Is that a red flag?
Yes.
Okay. If you say so.
Why won't I say so?
Okay.
Yeah, he's a red flag. Yeah, a walking red flag. Yeah, a walking red flag. So, then I'm saying good luck to your person that is going to marry you. God knows. My sister.
I'm a lot, I know.
My sister, take care.
I know I'm a lot.
No, you're not a lot. You are enough for the person that you want.
I'm not sure.
Like they say.
I'll be fine.
Before.
Shout out to all my exes out there, you guys.
How many exes are they?
You guys did. You know, thanks for bearing you know.
Thanks for bearing what? Your is it everything about you?
That's what my age, my
your mis- what? My I don't think they manage because they're your exes, they ran away.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean that's triggering to hear. But it's fine.
It's not triggering, it's the truth.
It's all good.
Like you saying that Matengo, my dog died.
Well, that's why it's making you mad.
I'm still going for it because you said that thing to me. Because you said that thing to me.
Jesse said we're off that. We're off that, man.
You're not off that, though.
We're off that.
We'll show you Pepe in this life.
Okay, cool. Anyway, guys, this has been
a triggering episode. And a triggering episode for me, true. Because Daniel is just a witch. How can you say that to me? No, it's okay.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Anyway, it's fine.
I don't think next week I'll see Daniel because I'm going to deal with him. I'm going to call my boys on his ass.
Pause.
Yeah.
I'm calling your boys on my ass, bro. Anyway, it's fine. We're going to end this episode. Daniel, you like it before. You know when I okay. We're gone.
We are not going.
You see, look at the things you say to me, but nobody picks it up though.
How would they pick it up?
But it's when Daniel says,
"Cause you are everybody. Wicked. You are wicked."
See what you said to you. What you said to you, a human being. Like that I don't have feelings. That's how I like it.
That's boys how you like it ass. Before. Boys on your ass. Ew. That's what this girl said.
Is that not what you said?
I take it back.
Okay.
I take it back. At least I can take it back. Like some people that say mean things to people.
We know you. You know you only circle back the block. That's why you only take it back.
Oh, circle back. Oh,
you only circle back the block.
Okay.
We know.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But I'll say exes. This. Shout out to all my exes. You are going to remain exes forever and ever.
You only circle back.
Never. Really? I will never do that.
Circling back is not...
Yeah, then you do that, no?
And I don't do circle back.
So
there's a reason we broke up.
Mm-hmm.
Please remain an ex.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to all the exes.
All right. Shout out to all the exes. There's something about exes. I forgot. I was not going to say it.
What happened to the exes?
Mm-hmm.
What happened to exes?
I can't remember. There's a line in one of Drake's songs that said exes.
Oh, Drake always have all those lines for exes. I don't know. But anyway, guys, this has been another lovely episode.
Was it really lovely? I mean, if I was doing it with you, it wasn't. So it was actually a triggering episode for me. So I'll say close guys, the
episode.
Like,
close the episode. I'm done. Please, I'm done. Close the episode.
If you see human beings like Daniel,
close the episode.
Everywhere, please avoid them. Now me, I can't. It's like I can't get out of this thing now.
Yeah, trapped.
Like I'm trapped. I can't even leave. So this is the life I have to live with now.
Yeah.
So I guess. So.
Well, you love me though. Shut up.
I mean, no, I don't.
Shut up, you do.
I don't actually.
If I wasn't like this, you wouldn't love me.
I would love you more.
That's the truth. No,
I will love you more.
No, this is all you get. So.
No, if you are better than this, I would like you.
I can't be better than this.
No, no point.
I can only get worse.
You only get No hope.
It's not getting any better. No hope. Just rest. I don't like when people paint me, Shao. It's not
you
nice.
You know who paints
it? It hurts my feelings.
You paint yourself that way.
I got feelings.
Nobody says, it's you that brings those things out of your mouth. Nobody is forcing you to say it.
Yeah, cakes, though.
Yeah, but it's you that is saying it, so you are the bad person.
Look for it. Now, you know what I'm actually like? Naomi is... You're the one that's supposed to defend me, but you don't. You just let them drag me.
I
would, because you're
bad. And I know it firsthand. And you're bad.
Wow, just imagine. So, you're the one that's supposed to have my back.
I can't. I'm sorry. I don't have people's backs that tell me that my dog is.
Oh, we're still on that. Okay, we're definitely going now. Bye bye, guys. We'll see you guys.
How can somebody tell me that?
Bye bye. See you guys on the next episode.
See you guys on the next episode.
Bye.
Peace, one love. Yeah.